This is Slashdot Review for Wednesday, November 10. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music is from GarageBand.com artist Paper Sun from Los Angeles, California. But first, let's have a look at the headlines on Slashdot. On the lookout for your rights online, the FCC has ruled that states cannot regulate voice over IP. Nard of Doom writes that Ars Technica is reporting the FCC has placed a regulatory shield around voice over IP, declaring it immune to state regulation, even if calls terminate on publicly switched networks, or POTS. A previous ruling declared that internet-to-internet calls, in other words Skype, cannot be regulated. But the ruling opens the door for Verizon, AT&T, and other local carriers to offer voice over IP to customers without paying state taxes. Just one step closer to free phone calls, or one step closer to state regulation or taxation of IP? Time will tell. The latest version of My Doom exploits a new Internet Explorer flaw. Techitin writes that CNN Money is reporting a new and improved My Doom variant, which is spread by hyperlink and email. Clicking the link connects the user to an infected machine which exploits a recently discovered buffer overflow in the Internet Explorer. McAfee has a more detailed description linked from Slashdot. And the question is this another good reason for running Firefox? CNET also has links to the story. Employee stock options are always of interest. Evil Butters asks, Computer World has an interesting article regarding the decline of employee stock options. Long gone are the days when companies would pass out stock options like toilet paper. Basically, you're lucky if it's worth that much. Since most of us are probably in IT-related fields, is anyone seeing any turnaround in compensation packages, especially for IT folk? Everywhere this writer looks, companies are still cutting back and finding reasons why compensation need not be increased. Except for CEOs, of course, no matter what your performance. But according to the article, 54% of the top Standard & Poor's 250 companies are at least using restricted stock as performance incentives. This is what makes Slashdot so much fun. Only on Slashdot would you find a headline, Fun with Prime Numbers. Steve Litt writes that Fun with Prime Numbers contains a series of prime number finding algorithms, starting with the most brute force imaginable and working up to a paged algorithm, capable of finding the first 1,716,050,469 primes in an hour and a half on a commodity machine. There are faster algorithms on the net, but these algorithms are within the reach of mere mortals and are fully explained. New rules are making domain hijacking easier. Tantalus writes to Slashdot that Netcraft seems to have a little song about new rules from ICANN that take effect on Friday, making it easier to hijack domain names. Essentially, if someone tries to take your domain and you don't answer within 5 days, they now assume you're okay with the transfer. Previously, the default answer was no, and you had to explicitly state your acceptance of the domain transfer. Owners of small domains, beware. No more computerless vacations that last more than 4 days at a time. On day five, your domain might be gone. Microsoft is about to launch a homegrown search engine. Mr. Christmas Lights writes that while Google is currently king of the hill on search engines, Microsoft continues to lag in market share and uses Yahoo's technology and results. But there's a report on CNET that they'll launch on Thursday their own homegrown search engine. Although it appears it's mostly a facelift despite a year of development and over $100 million in investment. According to Bill Gates, they will introduce a homegrown web crawler and algorithmic search engine later this year, which is almost certainly their tech preview, which is linked now from Slashdot. But the question is, will that preview be ready for prime time in less than 2 months? To comment on a Slashdot item or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, just call 732-357-3682 or place a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. An active discussion going on Slashdot right now concerning how do you get your stuff off of your computer and into your TV and stereo. How do you handle home media? Carpulia writes that Yahoo's Tech Tuesday has an interesting series on bridging the PC home entertainment gap. The solutions are fairly complicated and very Windows-centric, but he comments as he stores more media on his PowerBook, he's finding more ways that he can't listen to or view it on his stereo and TV. One example, TiVo Desktop will not stream AAC files, only MP3s from iTunes to TiVo. That's an easy fix, but again, how do you get stuff off your computer and into your TV or stereo? Gmail adds POP3 to email accounts. Vault-X writes that Gmail's recently added POP3 services to their free email accounts. This would allow someone to use Gmail without ever seeing any of their advertisements. They're also providing SMTP, both POP3 and SMTP, then are forcing the use of SSL TLS. Very interesting, but where's IMAP and what's the catch? It's being phased in, though, so not every Gmail account yet has POP access. Sarusa says, imagine a bright, innocent, bushy-tailed overachiever geek inexorably crushed by the harsh realities of corporate America who turns into a paranoid shavehead slacker and Church of the Subgenius minister who sees conspiracy theories around every rock. You might sneer that you've heard it. Not only have you heard it, but you've lived it. But why would you want to read a book about it? Cube Farm by Bill Blunden proves that if nothing else, you can always serve as a bad example. Sarusa has his review on Cube Farm on Slashdot. If you want to beat spam, use Hashcash. Shell writes that if they want to send spam, make them pay a price. Built on the widely available SHA-1 algorithm, Hashcash is a clever system that requires a parameterizable amount of work on the part of the requester while staying cheap for an evaluator to check. In other words, the sender has to do real work to put something into your inbox. You can certainly use Hashcash in preventing spam, but it has other applications as well, including keeping spam off of wikis and speeding the work of distributed parallel applications. If you're specifically interested in Hashcash for your mail server, Cameron, with a link on Slashdot, has some interesting ideas. And their FRO, Frequently Raised Objections, page may be illuminating. BitDK might be stalking your digital keepsakes. The New York Times has an article about the problems of digital archiving. How many of your digital memories will be around 50 years from now, considering lost disk and compatible formats, hard drive crashes, and fading CDRs? Unfortunately, Peter Briggs' solution won't work for most of us. The only real way to make sure that your grandkids get to see your digital photos is to make real photographic prints from them. The author adds that when he bought his mom a digital camera, he installed Picasa for her, made sure she knows to order real prints of all the pictures she wants to survive throughout the ages. If you happen to be a supercomputer, you're looking for a good retirement home. Steve writes that every geek has wanted to play with a Cray supercomputer. Hexus.net had that rare opportunity to meet up with a man who had something of a fetish for collecting them. They got a look at some of the amazing kit that Amari, a systems integration company, has in their possession. If you'd ever wanted to see inside of a Cray T3D MPP, or maybe the gargantuan machine that is the T90, now's your chance. And finally, two late-breaking news items from Slashdot. HackJandy writes that getting Linux to work on an Xbox became relatively easy a few years ago, and building an Xbox render farm became the next logical solution. And Antec bought 8 Xboxes and clustered them into a neat project that any hardware hacker can appreciate. You can check out the results as Anand pits his 8-way cluster against some Xeon and Opteron workstations as well. Novella's pulled out their ace against SCO. Matt Ozan writes that Groklaw is reporting that Novella's just filed a reply with an exhibit in support of their motion to dismiss SCO's complaint. The exhibit consists of 1995 minutes from the corporate kit of a meeting of the board of directors, which clearly and unequivocally said that Novell was to retain the Unix copyrights in the sale to Santa Cruz that year. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Wednesday, November 10. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. From GarageBand.com, artist Paper Sun. From Los Angeles, California, the track is Boys and Beautiful Things. You'll find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Your tapestry is full of popular hypocrisy. Shine like a prize to all the fellas. If you could only see inside you what's reality, life would be a whole lot more. Boys and beautiful things. You skip around the block. What's reality? Life would be a whole lot more. Boys and beautiful things. You find in all your splendor the reopen of the ball. But your mama never taught you hypocrisy. Shine like a prize to all the fellas. If you could only see inside you what's reality, life would be a whole lot more. Boys and beautiful things. Boys and beautiful things. You could only see inside you what's reality.